and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Pele, and as always, I'm joined by the football team.
Rich, playing the bad boy of soccer.
Roger, playing Aaron Dare.
Haru, playing Tahuga.
And Ryan, playing everyone else!
I wish the listening audience could see your face while you do your little...
It's real stupid.
It's just funny, like, most of voice acting is your face. So you do end up looking psychotic when you're doing these dumb accents. Yeah. That was great. It went exactly how I thought it would. Loosey-goosey bullshit and a total blowout. It's kind of how I wanted it to happen.
Yeah, 3-0. Suck it, quicklings.
I know. Reggie got thrown out.
Yeah, I love it.
It'd be funny if he didn't come back from the soul coin. We have to go back in there, break him out of ref jail.
Yeah, I knew that would be real dumb and one-sided, but the quicklings, I was like, okay, this is like the only monster in the book with like in such insane speed that it would feel like I was being shitty, but you guys did such a good job of just hemming them up and wailing on them. I also, very heartwarming that you chose to let Petch get the actual goal.
I love that
everyone rallied around Petch for the final goal. That was perfect. That was like truly in the spirit of the Bleebleeism, I think.
It's his purgatory, not
ours. It's his purgatory, yeah.
I like how he was just self-aware of it, too. Like, he was just like, yeah, okay, this is my mind palace.
Yeah. Yeah, like, he didn't have any of the crazy trauma you did. He just really wanted to win FIFA.
I can never win.
I also like, I'm going to have Petch get more and more competitive as the game goes on. Yeah. Just getting more and more unhinged.
Stiffed arm that dude down the ground.
Amazing.
So far.
Just shoulder check the dude. Yeah. I love it.
It's the most intense Petch has ever been.
Rich, the choice to just use every one of your turns to fuck with the ref and just basically just like fully cheat was killing me. Because every time it came back to you, I was like, what's he going to do now?
I had to keep looking in my inventory for stupid shit to do. I was planning on Nancy Kerrigan someone. I had a hammer. If one of them got near me, I was going to just whack one of their feet to fuck their movement.
You fighting with the ref was so funny. I knew Glebnor was going to be the star here because, like, you're so built for this.
The movement.
Yeah. The movement. It's all acrobatics and athletics checks to do stuff. Yeah.
If you let me use the stick, I was going to awaken the grass to tangle up the...
Goddamn. I was so worried about you doing a wall of thorns, I hadn't even considered the other option, which was making the field alive. Just so crazy.
I do think of, like, Tahuga just being like, wall of thorns, okay, now I'm in it, and just running out. Just like...
No, I would be like, all right, grass, you're going to fuck up these quickly, and we're going to fuck them up good.
Oh, man. Dumping 20 gallons of water on a dude is so funny.
So funny.
So stupid.
Just Tahuga standing there like, hold rain, like, hold.
The guy getting close, like a little couple of raindrops hit him.
Yeah.
All of a sudden. just all at once. Not like it's raining. Just all.
Deluge.
That was so stupid. Episode 50, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's fun.
It is fun.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Yep. Well, yeah, that was like, you can't really ask for much better D&D shenanigans than a dumb mini game episode.
I just love green Pele. Shitting out fucking ball bearings.
Obviously.
Like a goat or a rabbit.
Or that dog from the video.
Yep.
That was fucking crazy.
I needed
to make difficult terrain.
Yeah.
They're too fast.
I originally wanted to get those earth elementals out because I thought they had mold earth, and I was just going to tell
ramps
them to just like put like little ramps and trip the quicklings every like so yeah, just like every time they'd run
some
just,
little bumps.
unhinged content. That's why we're here, folks.
You hear that? Premier League.
My other plan was, if I got a chance to touch the ball before he kicked it in, I was going to cast light on the ball to try and make it as bright as possible to blacken the goalie.
I always forget about command, and it always fucks me.
I haven't used it in a while.
It's so powerful.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Because, like, even though, like, I mean, well, it's obviously one of those.
There's a list of single words that I can use. Ryan's been very generous.
I always let players get creative with it. They come up with, like, a fun word. But even the ones that are just, like, listed are great.
It's, I mean, like, it's in the description. It's up to the DM's discretion if we use that word.
Yeah. Like, grovel is really good. It makes them just, like, fall prone. And, like,
Yeah, or when you let me use renounce.
Yeah, renounce. Yep. I thought that was just, like, a really intense way to use the command spell, but... Yeah, I mean,
give up your faith.
Yeah, you guys just fucking went to town in these little quicklings. They got
fucked up.
They had no chance.
Nobody fucks with Petch.
I know. I really thought I was going to get like at least one goal on
you. Yeah, one shot on goal the whole time.
Yeah.
That was their shot.
You know, you guys are basically like you guys really were playing real rough and tumble out there. Playing a bunch against the thugs. Just fucking wailing on my guys.
Apparently, that's the way the French like it.
I know. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If you're in France, I know you're not because we have no listeners from France.
But hey, if this makes its way to people in other countries, we have people
in Britain. So if this makes its way through the channel, so you know,
freaking chomping on baguettes. Just
let us know in the comment section.
I was like, oh yeah, I'll do French, and then like
they're gonna hate us.
As I started, I was like, I don't even have a French guy voice, so we're gonna go full French racism. That's how we're gonna play it. Just the most stereotypical, horrible French accent you've ever heard. But yeah, I mean, you know, sorry guys. I went to Spain and France when I was in high school. I famously got drunk the entire time at 16 and got in school suspension when I got back.
Nice.
But one of the events we went to was a soccer game in France. It was fucking awesome. It was a very, very fun time.
Yeah. Europeans love that shit.
Yeah.
Some experience for you.
I was shocked because halfway through the game, when basically a chunk of the stadium was on fire, as they set off like 100 road flares in the middle of the crowd, and my little tiny French teacher was like, okay, we're gonna get out of here now, it's gonna actually leave here soon.
What the hell?
Yeah, it was psychotic. It was super fun though.
Yeah.
I just realized what his French accent reminds me of. Keenan from All That.
That's what it was.
Oh, yeah. He's like in the bathtub and everything. Yeah. I can't remember his name.
Oui.
Yeah, but that's that literally, it just finally clicked. I was like, that's
not
what it is.
Bag and Sag and Barry. Who was it? What was his name?
I know. Because he has like the little, like, it's not the chocolate guy either, right?
No. He's wearing like the raincoat.
Andy and Andy.
The
rain coat.
He's wearing a raincoat with like the rain hat.
And he's always like washing himself in the bathtub.
Yeah. He's in like a clawfoot tub.
So much All That growing up. All That was awesome because it was basically like SNL for kids.
Yeah. So, full circle. Keenan's on SNL. Look at that.
After the documentary, not as fun watching All That now.
Yeah.
But
they got their feet sniffed, whatever.
What?
Watch the doc.
I don't think I want to.
No, you don't really want to, but it is some information that you'd find out.
Here's Lori Beth Denberg with some vital information.
It was called Cautionary Tales.
That bit was called Everyday French with Pierre Escargot.
There it was.
Yep.
Escargot.
Principal William Baines Pimpel. Man, I loved all that.
I know. So funny. Those are like timeless bits.
Yeah.
Wasn't that guy with like huge ears?
Yeah, Ear Boy.
It was literally called Ear Boy.
Yeah.
And then what was it?
Repairman Ross Perot, who
didn't have the huge ears, but said he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Repairman. You just come flying through the fucking roof every time.
Man. Classics.
Yep.
Well, anyways, back to our show.
I was gonna say, I'm real sorry to anyone that like is a big fan of soccer or FIFA.
We got European listeners. They're gonna be upset.
They'll be fine. Are
they? Comment the actual rules.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Let us know.
Correct us. Can you not pour caltrops on the ground in soccer? Icker on a guy?
No, all they do is overreact and fall.
Blind them.
Yeah. That's the thing too. No one ended up doing any flops, which I think we talked about, which would have been funny, but
I wanted to, but.
Yeah.
It wasn't really necessary.
I was like, it would just be funny.
Yeah.
If they had like gotten a goal or something, I was going to start flopping around. Like when one came near me, I was just going to jump on the ground.
30 feet.
Yeah. I was going to jump on the ground and just like yell so the ref would notice and stuff.
I love the ref being mad at Theo. That like really cracked me
the whole time.
Like looking over at a guy who's like unspooling rope to clothesline the enemy team is so funny.
What are you doing?
Out of control.
He happens to be an org, a Canadian org.
Yeah, you know what it was? You caught me, which is I started doing the voice and I was like, and he's an orc now, because that's the voice I started
it's
using.
Canon, yeah. Orcs are Canadian.
All my orcs are Canadian.
Yeah.
Yep. God rest T-Ho.
R.I.P.
One of the first lovable NPCs in the whole show.
Greg with two G's.
Yep.
No, three G's.
Three G's, sorry.
Yeah.
Yep. Greg Garnis.
Greg Garnis.
Yep. I love that we all know his name now, but we could not think of it at all while we were doing it.
No, like you described the other manager as a bald eagle, and I immediately knew
that you were gonna
oh, it's a Dougie.
You didn't think I would remember Dougie's name.
Dougie is an actual eagle. This guy was an Air Cockra, so he's Eagle Man.
Toluca just goes off the field, starts talking to him.
Hey, Dougie, my man, dab me up.
You don't want my taco?
Oh yeah. For me, knowing that there's a giant eagle in the world somewhere, it's like I can't wait for him to save the day in a really stupid flying situation.
Like Lord of the Rings?
Yeah. We're going to do... Oh, yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Mark dropped a very hot take before we started recording today. He doesn't like Lord of the Rings.
Stinks.
It's wild to be on a D&D podcast and not like Lord of the Rings. I know.
That's how bad it is. That's how boring and nothing happens it is.
Wow. Hot take king over here.
That's awful.
The Hobbit movies, a million times better.
Oh my God.
Wild.
Yep.
I like Five Armies a little bit.
I like dragons. Yeah. And Benedict Cumberbatch.
There's a wyvern in the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Wyvern's not a dragon. They're dragon adjacent.
Oh yeah, adjacent.
It's like
the same way.
Semantics.
A box turtle is adjacent to a snapping turtle.
It's a flying reptile.
Okay, cool.
Does that mean we get flying turtles in?
No.
Damn.
No.
Just one step away.
It's all right. I mean, I guess we're...
What's the Godzilla turtle?
Gamera.
Gamera? Get in the shell and like rocket away?
Yeah. Children love Gamera.
Yeah.
Eventually we can flying frogs because, you know, I'll become a god and then I can just give frogs wings. So we'll have flying frogs.
Frogs flight. Yeah.
Yep.
You guys are really getting loosey-goosey with
especially
your
all our Bullywog followers. Oh my God. They'll be like your flying monkeys.
Yeah, and it would cause me to get Nat 1s.
It'll be your gift to your first actual godly achievement, which was bringing
you
the
way. Army.
I also want to say, I already hate the two luck points each for you guys.
Don't love use them back to back.
Don't love it.
Yeah, I have to use to both of them.
Coming back to bite you.
We also just woke up. I'm out of level 2 spell slots, like, 2 key points.
I'm letting go.
My luck points.
No, we're getting our stuff back when we come out of coins.
I'm pretty sure you can only use lucky once per turn.
I'm pretty sure you about can. I figured we were playing FIFA. I didn't think it mattered.
Yeah, that's true.
Who needs my luck point? I'm going to use it again.
I was literally using it just to throw caltrops around a guy that it didn't end up doing anything for.
I was going to ask if you put him on the map, and if anybody went in that side of the map, they'd still be there.
You know what it was? Just like everyone, they were so screwed up by so many other things that the caltrops and the BBs never really came into play. Let me just see something right here.
Because that was Fantasyland. My BBs came back with me, right?
Yeah. Does that
mean I get my key points and spells back?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to start you guys next episode with everything back. I'm not like you guys burned through so many dumb resources in this minigame.
It wasn't real.
Yeah.
It was real to Patch.
Yeah, it was.
We
take psychic damage, but we don't like lose any actual material damage.
I only took one psychic.
I haven't taken any.
I just spent in trees and fucking
took 13.
Fighting with the ref.
I boxed the shit out of a bear.
You three are always in front of me to take all the damage, which Ryan hates.
I do. And like every once in a while, I'll throw like a backline guy in to mess with you, and then I'll just miss all my attacks.
Yeah. And then he turns around and shoots it in the head.
Remember like during like the Barstook fight, I had like one guy run at you and I barely dinged you a couple times before you'd already killed everybody. Yeah. Hey, it's fine.
Theo gets it.
When I get hit.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Theo has more health than me.
I've knocked you all unconscious a couple times.
I've only gone
just
down
a
once.
Couple, Ryan.
Yeah, actually, if anyone, Glebnor has gone down the least. At least he's been on one time the whole campaign.
Yeah.
But that's that all that hit dice you
he's
have.
A thick boy.
He's a thick boy.
Yeah. 93 hit points.
And I do
not
a lot
pretending to be Ivy.
I do a lot of damage to you too. It's just you have everything. So you're usually raging by the time I get my licks in.
Yeah.
And like pretty soon I won't even be able to surprise you because I think
My danger sense thing. Not danger sense. What the hell is it called? Yeah, Primal instinct or yeah, something?
Barbarians
something
like get that. Something where you're not surprised at the start of combat pretty much as long as you rage.
Yeah.
It's going to be, I was like, I'm going to have two fun, wacky, like little episodes where we're in everyone's mind because I'm afraid of them at level 8 when they're fully have all their weapons and stuff.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, it was a good session today.
Nice little diversion.
Yeah.
Like into like an alternate reality.
Yeah. I mean, Magri is like such a bummer of a place.
What are you talking about?
Magri
well, it is now. You made me kill the crabs.
Well, I didn't make you kill the crabs.
No, it's better because now Petch is back.
Yeah.
And now I got to worry about a...
Did the elementals come with him?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Thank God.
Are they going to start working on the car?
Yeah. So we'll probably kick off next episode with
repairing,
sort of repair some stuff, figure out your next move.
Tell Petch he can go pick up the gas.
Yep.
Road trip to college.
Yep.
Yeah, we got such good news for him. College. Maybe he'll just fucking wipe that IOU.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to bring it up to him. My son is no thief.
We got to get a keg for Toluga.
I left an IOU.
So I could throw a big kegger on campus.
So Valcali, I pictured as like, it's like
this is a big slurp.
Huge city in the middle of like Southern Magria. It's like the only like nice big city. And it's got a couple of really cool, fun like colleges there. But
what are the degree options?
So
is there an evil dean?
There might be.
Are we doing Animal House?
I mean, it was... Now I'm thinking about it, maybe. Because I mean, anytime I do a city where I make it
back to school because Toluga's like a man.
I'm sure you planned on like speed running through the Toluga in school thing. And now it's like, no, he's going to school.
Yeah, we're doing a full school.
Yeah.
You guys start a fraternity.
Does that mean I make a lot of progress on my rocket science?
Listen, the only reason I am pushing off rocket science so much is because
you're afraid.
Well, I'm afraid because I don't want you to have a giant six shooter missile launcher.
Missiles that I could sharpshooter.
Yeah, I don't like that. Also, I'm gatekeeping rocket science to Jaegeron because once you
that
guys
makes
get
sense.
It, it makes sense. And then once you guys get it, I know we're going to the moon. I'm not ready for the moon just yet. But
what's on the moon again?
The dripping palace.
The dripping palace.
Is not there. Basically, what happened was I was sent to Aeona to dissolve it.
Right.
Well, to try and convince everybody that it'd be cooler to be goo.
Yeah.
But I made a pit stop on the moon and we don't know
what happened.
Yeah. And now he's my son.
Yeah.
So something happened to me on the moon that made me forget everything.
Yeah.
And before that's I right. got here,
a concussion.
I remember this now. Yeah.
Yeah. I stole it from DBZ. It's fine. It's going to be totally fine. It's like a little bit of...
Grandpa Gohan?
It's a little bit of DBZ, a little bit of Iron Giant, where it's kind of like, you were sent to destroy the planet, but you found love and friendship. So, you know.
What the hell? What's the kid's name? Hogarth?
Hogarth.
Hogarth Hughes.
Hogarth Hughes. That is...
And what is the giant's last line?
You stay, I go.
No
follow.
Oh,
Superman.
Superman. Yeah. Fucking Vin Diesel.
I fully cried that movie every single time. Every time I'm like, I'm an adult now. I'm not going to. Oh, my God. The sacrifice. Fully weeping. Can't do it. So fucking funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is going to be a big year for Dicey. We got a lot coming up.
Yeah.
Don't miss it.
Don't miss it, folks, because there'll be much more nonsense minigame action coming up.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think next episode we'll be making our way into Badkali. Nice big college town. I got some real fun colleges there.
Hell, you didn't tell me my degree options, though.
So there is the College of Abjuration. There is the College of Illusion. And the College of Necromancy.
Do any of us get to go to school?
If you guys want to, yeah. There's also many, many temples inside Bad College.
Temples?
Yeah. A lot of temples.
My favorite.
That might be a problem.
A lot of different gods are worshipped here. You can visit the Orc Temple to say your praises to Groom.
Temptation.
No. Yeah. We set him straight.
Lots of temptations.
He's going to be beating up a lot of people, but no one will die.
I think it was actually probably good that we dealt with
our gears and sand rage before we go to a city.
It's still going to be hard to resist.
I mean, a lot of stuff.
I mean, it was just twinging. One therapy session, all right? His next one's in 4 days.
Yeah.
How long will it take us to get there?
Talking to a rock.
He's great. The best therapist.
I know. I was trying to like... I was actually talking, but then just translating into rock while I was saying things. which feels crazy. I cannot wait until I'm 80 years old with Alzheimer's and just
he's in a home going
like just talking to yourself.
I'm gonna be a psycho person. I do not even it's not gonna be good.
Yeah,
it's gonna worried. Be awesome. Worried for my
he's gonna
girlfriend.
Be switching to different voices throughout the day.
Yeah. Just worried for the nurses at the home. Yeah.
Listen here, nurse, this bedpan's gross. Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't know. It's not looking good.
So put your pants back on.
Yeah. I kind of, a part of me is like, oh no, I used the French and now I'm not going to be able to throw French on a random race's accent when we get to them in the world, but we'll have no problem.
So you're going to have some type of trigger warning. Before, no. And like we're crossing a lot of lines on a lot of nationalities.
Yeah. Well, I'm going through all the white ones first. So I think we may hit a point where it's like, okay, I'm going to back off that one a little bit or maybe tighten that up before we kind of mess around. But yeah, I'm trying to get through all the Slavic ones.
Who's next? We're coming for you, Swedes. Bork, bork, bork.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
If the Muppets can do it, so can we.
Yeah. It's the Muppet law.
Like the 70s.
Swedish Chef is still around to this day.
True.
What was the last Muppet movie? Been a while, right?
Yeah, it's been like 10 years.
Yeah,
but still,
it's fine. Still, it's all in good fun.
Yeah,
I figure if I like grossly offend all of the white-ish races, then by the time we get to the more problematic ones, it won't be that bad. It'll be fine.
But they're not real in the world, right? The Europeans—they're just
no.
Like,
that was just you guys were in alternate reality.
We're in FIFA.
Pesh's mind.
Yeah. FIFA takes place in the real world.
Pesh imagined Europeans.
He played so much FIFA. You know?
Hey, we got 11 followers from that whole thing.
Yeah.
I'll take them.
Whether they're real or not. Yeah,
11, they well, 11 plus, yeah. Pesh got upgraded to super follower.
Yeah.
Which begs the question. What's Big T?
I mean, I
is
just
Big T a mega follower.
I gave you an extra one because you resurrected him from death. I feel like that kind of all earned right, you an extra enough. Little. An extra
okay,
little
what there. About Shiite Bleeblyism?
Oh my God.
All right, before we get
the Hasidic Bleeb over
before
here.
We get even in more trouble, let's end this one. It's been.
It's been a count for five.
It's been a hoot, everyone.
Hasidic
I think join us next week Christ. For regular, normal stuff. Totally fine. Everything
hey,
fine.
Do me a favor. It's the new year. It's a new you. Go on YouTube. Go on iTunes. Go on Spotify. Can you rate on Spotify? I don't use it. I hate it. Sorry, Spotify, if you're listening. I know you're not. Fuck you.
Maybe if you upload it on time.
Okay, oh, one time I forget to schedule
wow.
it.
Wow.
I'm just
one
saying.
One time I forget to
I
schedule it.
I depend on those early morning drives yep. to have well, something ready.
You know.
It's very disappointing.
That was, I will take the hit. That was on me. I forgot to schedule it because I don't want to wake up at midnight to upload them.
I'm
so I scheduled
smashing
them.
Smashing my fist into the dash.
Damn it. But anyways, give us 5 stars.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on.
What's it going to be? It takes 2 seconds.
Doesn't hurt anybody.
Yeah. Use those little fingers.
It feels good.
Click a button.
Give back this year to yeah. dicey situations. Mm-hmm. Help us out. Help us grow. Variant Mouse, I'm looking at you.
You're our guy.
Just kidding. You're our guy.
Yeah. Or girl. I don't really
know.
Yeah. Either one.
You're our person.
Yeah.
Yes. There you go.
And we enjoy your comments.
I also hope you're listening to the after show because otherwise we've been shouting you out in a thing you don't listen to. So
true.
We'll put you in the main episode soon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right? Reach out. Maybe you do. Thanks.
Yeah, you're great. Maybe I'll make an NPC just named Variant Mouse, just like a tiny mouse.
I love it. See that? See that? If you were actually engaging with us, you could be in the show.
Yeah. Incentives.
Anywho, as always, thank you. And we let Petschkora go! Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.